Happy New Year, January 3rd, and it is time to go outdoors. Steve Carney joins us. Steve, hope you had a good holiday. Happy New Year to you.
Hey, same to you, Steve. Yeah, it was very quiet, and fishing has been pretty good. And yeah, we got some amazing conditions out there. We got good ice, 13, 14 inches of ice. But, you know, what's going on is people are traveling all over the lakes. And it's, you know, been kind of tough to find a spot away from the crowds.
Whoa.
Because people can pretty much drive everywhere. And that's kind of what's going on right now. You know, ice travel is good. Big wheelhouses are coming out. And, yeah, people are out in force for sure.
Yeah, it is amazing. I've seen a lot of the trucks hauling the hard houses, those really fancy units. And it's like, I have never really felt comfortable being in a big rig like that out on the ice. I just, that is not for me. A portable, on foot, maybe a snowmobile. Years ago, we did a lot of snowmobiling up north. I'm comfortable with that, but with these big rigs and those big, heavy houses, that is not for me. Nope.
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, the access on the lakes now is so good that, you know, yeah. I was on the spot 4 or 5 days ago, and I went out there this morning, and there was probably 25 wheelhouses on my spot, Ooh. And that's because people can, you know, drive anywhere they want to go. So I had to move to a secondary spot, and fishing was okay. But, you know, the key is to get away from this activity. You know, when you get on these community areas and the wheelhouses start coming in, there's people coming and going, generators are going, and it's very noisy and disruptive. So you really need to get to the outside of those areas or find a new area away from the crowds. But, you know, Steve, this could change. If we get, you know, 4, 5, 6 inches of snow, then they won't be able to, you know, move around and be as mobile as they are right now. But, you know, overall, you know, you can't complain. The conditions are great. People can drive all over the place. And, you know, compared to the last couple of years, it's really a very good season, you know, right now.
Yeah, and people certainly love it. We've talked often about the growth of the sport. Steve, as we get into January, and typically the coldest days of the year, it looks like it's going to be a real mild week all around the area this week. Not to the point where it's going to put ice conditions in danger, but it is going to be a very mild week. What's that going to do to the bite?
I think it's going to be really good, Steve. Okay. I've been watching this too, and you know, it looks like we have, you know, very stable weather starting on Monday all the way through the whole week. And you know what that means. When you have stable weather for a series of days, the bite's just going to get better and better. And I'm going to be down in the Big Stone Traverse area checking out some of those spots down there because it just looks perfect. There's not a lot of high wind, not a lot of fronts coming in. And that's what's been going on, you know, in the North Country the last couple of weeks. We've had a front after front after front coming in, which has really been disrupting the fishing. It's like they're there one day, they're gone the next day because that wind keeps switching from the south to the northwest, and you really don't want that. You want some sort of stability, and it looks like this next week is the first stable week we've had in a long time. So fishing is going to be absolutely on fire, I think, all week. Really looking forward to that.
Yeah, and one thing we do know with all that activity and all the people out and about on the ice, we've got to remind people, no ice is 100% safe. You know, you still got to mind your P's and Q's out there because those ice conditions can change as well.
Yeah, you know, I don't really recommend anybody going out into main lake areas, you know, 2 or 3 miles out. I just don't think that's real smart. You just don't know what's going on. And sometimes when we get these warm spells, you can get cracks and you can get heaves that show up almost overnight. So you really got to be careful. And we have enough snow cover right now, which has really helped the bite. You know, it's eliminated a lot of that sunlight going down, and, you know, it's much more darker down there than it was before. And with that snow cover, you don't really, you know, see what's ahead of you. And it's, you know, it's covered with snow. It's not, you know, a lot of snow, but it's enough where there's some things you could hit that you won't see. So I'm probably going to switch to a snowmobile here in the next week and just play it safe. And I just don't like driving on the ice with a vehicle. I just don't. I never have. But, you know, it's certainly doable on most lakes. But, you know, if you can do a snowmobile or an ATV or a side-by-side, you're much safer and you're actually quite a bit more mobile.
Yeah, I've watched those episodes. I don't know about you. Seen probably every episode of the series a couple of times, and that is the Ice Road Truckers up in Canada. I don't know how those guys do that. Whoa.
Well,
the big rigs taking... with the big loads on the frozen lakes, that's nuts.
You know, Steve, I remember back in the day when I would end up on Lake Mille Lacs in, you know, in the dark at midnight trying to get back and there's no snow. And it's pretty scary being out there in the dark and there's no roads, it's glare ice, and you don't want to put yourself in that situation. So, again, it's all about common sense. I'm much smarter now because I'm older. Like you.
Well, hey, when I was a kid, we'd take a spin out on the lake. It was a lot of fun. Probably not the smartest thing I ever did, but those days are long gone. We'll leave it at that. Steve, where are you going to be in the coming week? It sounds like mild, stable. The bite should be really good. I'm sure you're going to be out there early, and you're going to be out there often.
Yep, it's going to be a good week, Steve. I'm going to be down in Big Stone Traverse and working some of those areas down there. And I'm not sure I told you this, but I got a call on Christmas Eve that I've been elected to the Minnesota Hall of Fame for fishing, and I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah. All right. Steve, Happy New Year. Good to visit with you as always. We'll do it again next week.
All right. Sounds great. Take care, man.
There he is, Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney Outdoors each and every Saturday. Sports schedules permitting, we settle into this time slot right out of the news and weather at 4, but once we get into the baseball season again, and hard to believe we're kind of already in the countdown to pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training down in Fort Myers. It's amazing how much it turns. Here it is, January. Twins Winter Caravan, Twins Fest, the end of the month. It is 4:13 here at News Talk, 830 WCCO.